Espanol Vest, sets on Dana. And then before that, Lupe Fiasco, Superstar. It's 959, it's Kaya Drive. We are on the streets, we are on the air, we are everywhere. Look, I want us to discuss an important matter. And it's actually more important now during these difficult times than it's ever been, right?
Mm-hmm.
Generally, when the economy is doing badly, people look for any kind of way to supplement their income. And those ways may be legitimate ways, other ways may be illegitimate ways. For me, it's no secret how I feel about Forex traders.
Mm-hmm.
Forex itself is a, you know, it's a very legitimate financial instrument. Mm. And so long as you're trading your own money, yeah, it's fine. Go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
I obviously take exception once people start taking other people's money. And then they promise them all sorts of returns that never come to fruition.
Yeah. Mm.
But equally disturbing is half information.
Mm-hmm.
So if I come to you, for example, we've done a full show on crypto and that thing took us like, what, 2 hours to break down. And even then, we didn't get down
and
to the number.
And I didn't even take out much.
You see.
Mm.
So if I come to you and I say, Kinele Huma, hey, crypto is that Duma. Hey, that rhymes. You know, am I doing you a service, a favor, or am I doing you a disservice?
In the moment, it sounds like you're doing me a service because you, I feel like maybe you know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But you can't just say that. There needs to be more information that comes with you saying crypto's ya tuma. But because you're a billionaire, chances are I'm going to think that this guy knows what he's talking about.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, This idea I got when I came across one of DJ Smooth's tweets today.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually tried to call him, but he wasn't available to come on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I get what he's trying to say. He's trying to get to a point where crypto is accessible to everybody, including people in the hood, right?
Sure.
But in his tweet, he was saying, we're going to take this hustle to the hood and people are going to have access to cryptocurrency.
Sure.
It's time for us to learn and unlearn, right? And I thought to myself, noble thought, but man, DJ Smooth, by his own admission, says that he's still learning about crypto.
Yeah.
By his own admission, he says he's lost money on crypto.
Yeah. Mm.
And then he also, like, if you watch his videos, he'll tell you that he's not a financial advisor. So he's not anybody who's in the position to give you any financial advice.
Yeah.
My worry is that people who know better will then take their money, put it in crypto, and lose out.
Yeah.
You know, if you know nothing about it and you're just taking signals. Like, for example, there's one time he tweeted about Dogecoin and then Dogecoin lost like 30% in the crypto crash. You know?
Yeah.
And that's a lot of money. If you put in, even if you put in like 100 rand, you lose 30 out of that 100. You know? This morning, since he tweeted about the Bitcoin price thing, he tweeted about it at 53. It was at $53,000. It's gone down $3,000. You know? Because that's the nature of the markets.
Yeah.
It's volatile. And so this isn't about DJ Smooth. That was just an example about it,
100%.
Right? But you see this a lot of the times when it comes to pastors.
Yeah.
Because pastors know how desperate people are. They'll say, ah, come to my church. I'll pray for you. And blessings are coming in September.
Yeah.
People come there. They buy all sorts of things. They buy holy water, holy oil. They get taken advantage of because that's how desperate they are for a better life.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's so sad. I think also because we are like Sastragi, like guys, you know. So if I see an opportunity where I think it's going to change my life, and definitely coming from somebody who's prominent or somebody who's got power, somebody who's got influence, the chances of me believing that person are like 99%.
Mm-hmm. But what about discernment?
Sad.
You have to discern whether this thing is legit or not.
Well, discernment comes with education, actually.
Yeah.
If you don't know any better, there's nothing for you to discern because what I tell you, you just take for gospel.
Yeah.
But you, the information's out there, Caesar. If you educate yourself, you can be able to discern better if you put in the time to know whether this cryptocurrency is legit or not, and if I'm putting in my money and I'm going to get anything from it.
But even the access to that kind of information, guys, we take it for granted that the access to that information is freely available. And yes, it is, but you've got to know where to look.
100%. I mean, I remember a situation where the EFF had said to people they shouldn't put on their masks. People should just go out there, forget about COVID.
Mm.
People did that. You think people are aware that it's COVID and COVID kills. But people did that because where did it come from? From a political party that they support. So,
it's a tough one.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is, the problems that we faced with as a country are structural. To fix these things is going to take at least 25 years, right? So anybody who comes up to you and they give you that one solution talking about, vote me in. So, because we're going to elections now.
Yeah.
They say, vote me in next year. Nonsense, Leo. This whole thing is going to need to begin with education.
True.
And that, to go through primary school, high school, and get to a level of education where people can go maybe and get access to higher education, and be able to educate themselves about all the things that they need to equip themselves in today's world. It's not going to happen overnight.
Yep.
But nobody's saying people shouldn't have access to new means of making money. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not discouraging that. If you can find the information yourself and you make sense of it and it works for you, great. What I am against is just obviously a mass product where it's like a one-size-fits-all. Triple M. Babulalila bantu ngenyu.
Yeah, I remember.
You see?
Pyramid scheme.
Give us a shout. Let us know what your thoughts are. 086-00-00959. Hit us up on WhatsApp as well. 063-688-0959.